Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah brings two different machleks in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding Revai, where Beis Hillel holds that Revai has the same exact halachas as Ma'aser Sheni, whereas Beis Shammai holds that it differs in certain areas differs from Ma'aser Sheni. Mishnah Gimel, Karam Revai. Regarding Karam Revai, Beis Shammai Imrim, Beis Shammai says, it doesn't have the halacha of adding an extra fifth, that we learned that when the owner redeems Ma'aser Sheni, he has to add an extra fifth. So Beis Shammai says that does not apply to Karam Revai. Ve'in le beer, and it does not have the halachas of beer, which is, applies to all Ma'asers, that at the on the fourth year and the seventh year of the Ma'aser cycle, a person would have to remove all the Ma'asers from his house and say, Biyarti HaKadosh Manavayas, I removed all of the Ma'aser from my house. So Karam Revai is not applicable to that halacha. He doesn't have to remove it at that time. Beis Hillel, I remember, but Beis Hillel says Yeshla. It has both of these halachas. The extra fifth when the owner redeems it, and the halacha beer removing it on those years. Beis Shammai, I remember, Yeshla Peret, Yeshla Eilis. Beis Shammai holds, regarding the vineyard, the Karam Revai, it has the halachas of Peret and Eilis. Peret are individual grapes that fall, that are left for the poor people, and Eilis are underdeveloped clusters that are left for the poor people. So Beis Shammai holds that these apply even to the Karam Revai year, the fourth year. Va'aniyim paitim latzmon, the aniyim that picked them, they're going to have to treat them like Revai, and so they're going to have to redeem them and bring the coins up to Yerushalayim. Or they could bring the grapes themselves up to Yerushalayim. That's Beis Shammai, who holds this applies. The halachas of Peret and Eilis. Beis Hillel Aimrim Kulei Legas. Beis Hillel says that the entire crop all can go to the wine press, the owner can keep it, like Ma'aser Sheni, you don't have to give anything to the poor people. Mishnah Dalet. Ketzad Paitin Netzer Revai. How do you redeem Netzer Revai, the produce from the fourth year tree? How is it redeemed? How do you evaluate the value? It doesn't go by the standard value of the fruit. They are able to calculate also the expenses of the finishing the harvesting of this fruit. We're able to be calculated in the expenses and give a cheaper rate in redeeming the Revai produce. So the Mishnah says, you put a basket down of fruit in front of three people, these three experts that were going to give their ruling on the rate that he's going to redeem the Netzer Revai. And the owner would say, "Kama adam reitza lifta yisloi b'sela? How much would a person, how many baskets of fruit would a person be willing to buy for a sela?" But these are not fruit that are already harvested. He's saying hypothetically, how much would a person be willing to pay almanas lahitzi yitzius mibase if he would have to cover the expenses of completing the guarding the tree while it's growing and harvesting, picking the fruit and harvesting everything, all the expenses, if the buyer would have to pay those expenses as well, how much would he be willing to pay for these fruit that would be on the tree? This is a hypothetical case. And the people would give a price much lower than the actual value of the picked fruit, because they would include in the price the fact that there's going to be a cost to finish the harvesting process. And that lower rate would be the rate that would be allowed to be used to redeem the Netzer Revai. So now the owner would put down his money, and he would say, "Kol anilkat mizeh mechul al hamayis eilu b'kach v'kach sal mosela." All the fruit that's picked from the tree should be redeemed by these coins based on the rate of this many baskets per sela that the three experts had set for him. So he uses that rate given to him to redeem the Netzer Revai.